Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Every serious Bible student knows how strongly the New Testament writers condemned drunkenness and drunkards. Paul had seen drunkards in various cities where he had preached the gospel. He pleads with the Roman Christians, "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in strife and envying." Romans 13:13. The same apostle lists drunkenness among the lusts of the flesh, and then comments, "They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Galatians 5:21. The church at Corinth was commanded to withdraw from idolaters, railers, and drunkards. 1 Corinthians 5:11. God's people are not to be drunkards, but are to be sober. The word sober means more than refraining from strong drink, although it certainly includes that. The Apostle Peter demanded of Christians, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." 1 Peter 5:8. The word sober in this context is from the Greek napho. Arndt and Gingrich say the word involves being free from every form of mental and spiritual drunkenness. It entails freedom from excess, passion, rashness, and confusion. It connotes being well-balanced and self-controlled. Page 538. W. E. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words says the Greek signifies to be free from the influence of intoxicants. But in the New Testament, it is used metaphorically and implies watchfulness. A few examples of the use of the verb should be helpful in understanding what Peter had in mind when he commanded Christians to be sober. In the following verses from 1 Thessalonians, the word is translated, "be sober." "Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober." 1 Thessalonians 5:6. "But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation." 1 Thessalonians 5:8. In both of these passages, the Greek "be sober" is used figuratively. But how can a person be sober metaphorically if he is not sober physically? What a great tragedy that otherwise intelligent and capable men and women destroy their ability to reason, to serve their fellow men and their God, by filling their stomachs with that which takes away their brains, to quote from Shakespeare. The Apostle Peter uses the word napho 3 times in his first epistle. "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, and be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 1:13. "But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer." 1 Peter 4:7. I have already read to you 1 Peter 5:8. These verses encourage all of us to be awake to the dangers and the heartaches we face in this life. There is so much to be done, such a short time to do it, and so few workers in the Lord's vineyard. We cannot afford to squander our time, our resources, and our minds. We have a sacred obligation to be sober and watchful in all things. Throughout the ages, there have been hundreds of examples of leaders, both political and religious, who have used poor judgment and have brought sorrow and troubles to their followers. Sometimes they are arrogant and hard-headed and fail to use their minds to discern the will of God. Churches in the first century, such as Ephesus and Laodicea, failed to be sober and watchful and fell into apostasy. My friends, I plead with you, both as individuals and as leaders, to keep our eyes open, to use our senses to discern good and evil. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.